The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
All right, let's talk about the four winter G's. I'm talking about botanicals that can keep you well or minimize your illness this winter. Ginseng, you know, you think about ginseng for energy. A lot of people have taken it for that, but it also helps to lower blood sugar and cholesterol levels and helps treat, there's research on the fact that it can possibly be an adjunctive treatment to diabetes, as well as mental clarity. You know, it combats stress and anxiety. It's called an adaptogenic herb. And in other countries, interesting, Korea and Japan and China and Asia and the Orient, ginseng is hugely popular, even today. And now that they've broken down the compounds scientifically and analyzed them, they are very active in medicinally active compounds. Garlic, here's one that we're going to talk about a little more at length with our pharmacist Jim Laval. Just a few minutes, but it's great for building the immune system and fighting colds. You know, it has a long history of medical value. It's really the king of herbs when you think about it, and all the many benefits of garlic, cardiovascular and antibacterial properties. The compound allicin fights cancer, according to studies that were done on that. Helps to lower blood pressure and in many cases as effective as blood pressure drugs. And ginger, ginger is another G that you want to know about as far as botanicals this winter, because it can reduce inflammation. It's most commonly known to address nausea and morning sickness or any type of motion sickness. It's twice as effective as Dramamine, by the way, for motion sickness or some of the popular anti nausea medications out there, and also fighting infections, good for colds and circulation and so on. And then ginkgo, you know, and by the way, all of these four herbs, you want to check with your doctor if you're on prescription drugs, because they can all be blood thinners. I'm trying to talk too fast here. The reason that they're beneficial is because they're blood thinners, because, you know, people have blood that's too thick. So that's why they're on blood thinners. And so maybe it's a case where you need to take these and be aware of, if you take a drug, you know, the side effects of the drug. What's happening in modern day medicine is that, they warn you about taking any of these or ingesting them in your diet should you be on blood pressure or blood thinning medications. But maybe you should use these as the medications. The problem is that they're not standardized, and that's where drugs have the advantage. And we'll talk about that with our pharmacist, Jim Laval. And then finally, ginkgo. Ginkgo is the fourth G I want to talk about. And that's something that, a lot of you have taken it for mental clarity or concentration, and helps maintain vision and eye health as well. And and I've used it for this. Tinnitus, I do find relief from my occasional tinnitus when I take ginkgo. If you take a high enough dose, I typically have to take 240 milligrams, which the 60 milligram is the typical dose of ginkgo in the standardized form. And I took whenever I take four of those a day, it seems to do the trick as far as minimizing my tinnitus. But anyway, All right, welcome to hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. I'm the Snowman, of course, David Snow, your happy, humble health stylist host, here to keep you cool and healthy. And in this hour of the program, caution, caution, cold and flu season, of course. Prepare the Kleenex. Stock up on that chicken soup and check out how many sick days you have left this year. But to also be aware, take a little time to compare and prepare to take good care so you won't have to be one of the millions of individuals who will be suffering this season from this dreaded illness called the flu, influenza. So we'll talk about that with Jim Laval just a few minutes. He's one of my favorite guests, one of our all-time most popular guests, and he'll help prepare you for the flu season. He's a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist as well as author. One of my favorite books by him is Your Blood Never Lies. He's also a board-certified clinical nutritionist, so we'll hear from him in just a few minutes. But first, some information that's maybe interesting to you. One is, would you stay in a hotel if they paid you to stay at the flu hotel, hotel influenza, not like most hotels, but this is actually a new hotel they're working on. It's going to be open, I think, next year, and the guests will be monitored for all manner of flu-like symptoms, and they're going to pay you $3,000 to stay there for a week or 10 days. Of course, they're going to subject you to flu viruses left and right and then analyze your symptoms. You know, medical expenses, by the way, as well as lost wages from the flu, cost the United States $11 billion each year, actually $11.2 billion. And roughly half the population now gets vaccinated each year, yet flu seasons come and go with about the same number of cases and the same number of deaths as when virtually no one was vaccinated. Isn't that interesting? And overestimates of the flu vaccine's effectiveness are understandable because, you know, it's the illusion of benefit. People think that, oh, I got a flu shot or a vaccination. I don't have to pay that much attention to sleep and exercise and eating healthy and strengthening my immune system because, hey, I got a flu shot. Well, folks, I'll tell you something. The flu shot isn't perfect. Can make a difference, but there are other things that can make as much of a difference, if not more so, and we'll talk about those. In fact, here's something from the World Health Organization. They say, despite vast efforts by the WHO and various flu vaccine makers, the efficacy of the vaccine has not improved in 15 years. Since 2004, it has averaged just over 40% effectiveness. All right, let's see. Okay, let's go to the fitness file and shift gears a bit. Okay, we'll get physical for just a minute. And now, I'm all for exercise, especially body weight resistance exercises like pull-ups and dips and push-ups. I travel a lot, so I tend to find the nearest playground or park, public park, and you know where there's bars. In fact, the only bars I hang out at are the pull-up bars, the juice bars, and the salad bars, I think. But there's a time and a place for everything. Did you see this recent news story? It was an American Airlines flight. It had to be diverted after a passenger reported refusing he refused to stop doing pull-ups on an overhead compartment. The man had boarded the plane with two dogs and appeared to be drunk. Well, let's chalk up yet another alcohol-related news story, shall we? I mean, to think about it, you know, all the things, I mean, everything from everybody from Kavanaugh on down to local stories. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for alcohol, the news, you know, part of the news business would go out of business. I mean, but anyway, that's another program. Okay. So as he placed his bags in an overhead compartment, and this guy was probably inebriated or allegedly, he began leaning against it, leading, get this, to another airline passenger sarcastically asking if he was going to be doing pull-ups, if he was going to do some pull-ups. The guy actually grabbed, I guess he took on the dare, he grabbed onto the overhead compartment and started doing some pull-ups on the plane in front of everybody. And when a flight attendant asked repeatedly for him to stop, the passenger became verbally abusive. And as you can imagine, as a result, the plane's pilots were forced to land. Man was escorted off by law enforcement officers. So please limit your exercise on planes to walking up and down the aisles. No upper body exercise allowed. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. With October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I just wanted to share this with you. I was reading a report or a study last night by the American Cancer Society, and it stated that for adult women who gain between 21 and 30 pounds from when they were 18 years old or, you know, teenager, they had a 40% increase in the risk of breast cancer. So maintaining a healthy weight is so critical in reducing your chances of breast cancer, as many other cancers as well, but especially breast cancer. So here's something to remember. 20, 30, 40. This is easy numerically. So 20 to 30 pounds equal a 40% increase in the risk or a higher rate of breast cancer than if you're a healthy weight. So folks, it seems that our priorities are misplaced. I mean, people are so concerned about pesticides and plastics and eating organic and other risk factors, which are all important. I mean, I'm not discounting those. But hiding right in plain sight, one of the biggest risk factors of all for breast cancer, obesity. All right? Okay. And speaking of breasts, this is something called, Lactation Lab. They offer test kits, believe it or not, for mom's breast milk. The basic version measures calories, carbs, protein, and fat. And then a fancier kit screens nutrients tied to immune function that are linked to things like brain development. So you can actually have your breast milk analyzed to see how nutritious it is. Lactationlab.com if you're interested in that. All right. And let's see, one more. Well, let's see. Should we go here? I have the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Yeah, let's go to the Funny Bone. Yeah, Funny Bone Pharmacy. Okay. Are these useless inventions? This is from Japan. Enjoy the sight of a table full of dishes, but avoid washing it up or avoid the washing up. So I got to explain this to you. What it is a tablecloth or kind of a plastic cloth that you put in place of the plates and bowls, and it has lines and pictures of the bowls and saucers and plates, and then you just put the food on top of this plastic sheet, like a tablecloth. It's called the plateless placemat. So yeah, it's about the size of a placemat. While permitting the elegant presentation of food, they save time, trouble, and resources when it comes to cleaning up with a single wipe or shake. And they're as good as new. And since they're double-sided, now you can, you know, get two surfaces dirty before you have to clean it. Okay. And what about this? You know that it's healthy to walk or run 10,000 steps a day. And some people actually have a pedometer that keeps track of that. Well, how about how many times do you chew a day? Well, here's an automatic chew counter, believe it or not. No more few or too few chews. Today's food is considerably less or offers considerably less resistance to the teeth than our ancestors, than that of our ancestors. Even though the modern-day hamburger may be practically sucked through a straw, the consequence of this is the general population, lazy eating, that's the consequence, ailing jaw strength, and that causes problems when we do encounter foods that could do with a chew or two, indigestion. Proper chewing would rectify such problems, and an estimated 2,000 chews per meal is what experts recommend. Did you know that? Well, excuse me. But who can be bothered to count? Yeah, you don't count how many times you chew. The automatic chew counter to the rescue. Just strap it on at the beginning of a meal and check the counter at the end. Yeah, I guess it shows you strap it onto your chin, and it counts the number of chews that you make. Those on a diet are recommended to make up the deficit by vigorous air chewing. Oh, okay. Is that like playing the air guitar? I don't know. All right. That's it for the Health Hotline News. That was the first hour. The Funny Bone Pharmacy. We'll take a break and be back with pharmacist Jim Laval talking about how to avoid colds and flu this fall season and winter and any day of the year for that matter. But stay tuned for more information for your good health. Also, later this hour, Dick Allgaier's health report coming up as well. So much more information to come here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here, David Snow on your radio. Okay, we're going to talk about flu, but before we get our resident pharmacist, Jim LaValle, on the line, I want to share with you a few flu facts. Tongue twister there. Last year, there were 700,000 hospitalizations with an estimated 80,000 deaths. Now, that number varies depending on what source you you look up. But millions of people get the flu every year. That's a fact. And most of us, of course, live through it, but nevertheless, needless suffering from all this all-too-common illness, and it's no fun having it, that's for sure. Now, the flu season typically runs between October and May. A lot of people think it's February or March. Actually, February is the peak month for flu, but it runs all the way to May, until well into the spring. So we want to give you the information here in October so that you'll be armed with the resources of how to prevent yourself from coming down with any flu virus for the rest of the season, all the way until next May. And we'll talk about that with Jim LaValle, one of my favorite guests and one of our all-time most popular guests. He's a resident pharmacist and also best-selling author, as well as nationally recognized clinical pharmacist and nutritionist. And we welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning. Jim, how the health are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, David? I always like when I get to do your show, so I am ready to go.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, now, since you...
It's all the green drinks.
What's that?
It's all the green drinks. I'm ready to go.
Okay. All right. Okay. On that note, since you wrote the book, Your Blood Never Lies, which is one of my favorites, an excellent guide to resources of, you know, just using blood to analyze your health. I want to dispel a myth that has to do with blood. It doesn't have to do with the flu, but I thought I just clear the air here right off the bat. And I thought we'd dispel this myth because although it doesn't have to do with what we're going to be talking about, it has to do with health. And that is holding a seashell next to your ear and hearing the sound of the ocean. You know, a lot of people, I mean, I thought, of course, as a kid, my father used to actually have these conch shells, and he'd make lamps out of them. And so I'd always hold it to my ear, and I think, wow, you can really hear the sound of the ocean in the seashell. That makes sense, because the seashell comes from the ocean. But a seashell next to your ear is actually the sound of your blood surging, not the ocean, just for...
What? You know what's really interesting? You can make your own seashell by putting your cupped hand up to your ear.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you don't even need a seashell.
No, you can do it right now. I just did it while I'm talking to you. Okay. I went, well, wait a second. I should be able to just put my hand up. And well, I did it, and it works.
All right. Well, I have my headphones on, so I can't try it, but I'll trust you, and I'll do that after the show. Anyway, let's have you help us prepare for the flu season. Now, why are people so anxious about this time of the year and, you know, avoiding the flu? I mean, obviously it's priorities in the right place as far as being concerned, but people are so conditioned. I mean, you know, there's so much publicity, and I mean, not to take anything away from vaccinations, but the way they position it in the media, Jim, is like as long as you get the flu shot, you'll be okay. And yet, I just reviewed some information since the mid 2000s, I think 2004. It's only 40% on average effective it hasn't improved over the years. I mean, it ranges, I think, 17 to 53%, depending on the year. But, you know, so people think that they're 100% protected, and so they don't have to pay attention to their exercise or nutrition or sleep patterns or other, you know, basic lifestyle habits that are going to improve their immunity against any virus such as the flu. So if you could talk to that, please.
Well, I mean, the first thing is that, you know, I've done a lot of work doing media on cold and flu season, and every year you look at the, you know, the Center for Disease Control, CDC website, effectiveness of the flu vaccine, and it's mostly ineffective. Mm-hmm. And yet they encourage everybody to go get them, which I still have a little bit of an issue around that. They think that there's some conferred immunity that occurs when you do it just because you are injecting some sort of a virus into you. But the reality is for people, you know, why do they get anxious about it? Well, it depends on what area of the country you're in. If it's winter months in very gray areas, and I know, what do you have, like 3 gray areas a year? I mean, 3 gray days maybe where you're at.
Oh,
I know, me in California.
Hey, wait.
300 days of sunshine.
Don't pick on us, you know, where we broadcast from.
I'm in Southern California, man. I'm loving my sunshine. I'm right with you.
Did you know that Hawaii has 4 seasons? Did I ever review this with you? I don't know.
I know it has 4 seasons. I go there different times of the year, and all 8 degrees change between the seasons.
Listen,
it's amazing how different I feel.
For our new listeners, just to you know, put everything straight, and I want to you know, get you in line with us. We have 4 seasons here in Hawaii. We have before summer, summer, after summer, and next summer. So we have four seasons.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god!
But all the tourists bring over the flu viruses. You tourists.
Here's the thing. Honestly, if you do live in a gray area, you can be prone to seasonal affective disorder. It can make you more anxious, more depressed, mm-hmm. and that usually means your vitamin D levels are going down, which is definitely going to make you more prone for a cold or flu bug. Low vitamin D levels means you're going to be more prone to catch or succumb to a cold or a flu. So that's the first one. You might have D. The second one is if you're in a family where you've got kids and they're coming home from school, I would fear that daily during cold and flu season.
Sure.
As soon as one kid sniffles, it runs through the family, and you could be down as a family for 4 to 6 weeks.
That's right,
easily.
Yeah,
and that's legit, right? I mean, I have that with families I talk to all the time. Oh my God, you know, it went through the house, and you know, terrible for 4 weeks. Somebody was sick, you know. So that's the other one. Then the third thing that happens, it's kind of unrelated, is that cold and flu season kind of backs into the holiday season and people get stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you're, you know, thinking about holiday parties and not eating as well as you normally do and, you know, the stress of, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we got to get presents for the kids and do we have enough money and all those great things, that starts to eat away at your immunity, because we know that chronic stress, it turns off the side of your immune system that's responsible for search and destroy on viruses.
Uh-huh.
So your body can't search and destroy. That's called T killer cells.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to come into play a little bit when we talk about what can you take. So you just got to remember that your immune cells, you don't make as many of them, and they get more lazy when you're under chronic stress.
Well, not to mention how the alcohol flows during the holiday months, the sugar consumption goes, it skyrockets, and
all that, and, exactly. You know, so. And sugar really impairs your immune function. I know there's been studies on that for years.
Yep.
And then the last piece would be, is that when you're going to parties and things are happening, what happens? You have less sleep. You're up later
That's
at
right.
night. And less sleep. So here's an interesting study that came out about 4 years ago. See, people who sleep an average of 5 hours a night, which is not that uncommon. I mean,
wow.
Unfortunately, you would think that that would be like, who would do that? I mean, because I try to get my 7 in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sleep 5 hours a night, you're 9 times more likely to get a cold or flu.
Wow, really? Well, I only on Friday nights because I do the show prep the night before, but I was up till the wee hours of the morning today. But if you're talking about people that do that on a regular basis?
Exactly. Yeah, it's not just one night. It's on average. And then if you sleep between 5 and 7, meaning you're short of 7, you get more than 5, you're 5 times as likely.
Wow, really? Hmm.
So it's something that people really don't understand, that the number one defense against cold and flu season is lifestyle.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Eating more greens. You got to stay alkaline, man, right? Stay alkaline.
Right.
Get those greens in. If you're not going to eat your greens, drink your greens.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't get that down. You got to manage your stress. Everybody's got a lot of stress these days, right? I mean, all you got to do is have a Facebook account, and you don't know what's going on a daily basis.
Did you say Facebook account?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I said. How did you know that?
Okay.
You are really, you're listening to me today. So the point is, people get stressed out. It's a part of modern living, but you have to unload that stress. And I think it's important for people to kind of recognize that I better learn how I'm going to cope. And then it's about hydration and hygiene. Yeah, you should probably, if it's cold and flu season and people are sneezing all around you and sniffling, do a nasal wash. You do have to wash your hands more. You do want to be careful about those kind of things because you are more exposed during that season. And what you said, which I thought was amazing, is when you hear of cold and flu season, people think 2 or 3 months. It's half a year.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's people. Not just for 2 or 3 months. So that's the big thing that I think everybody should understand is that, there's a big lifestyle piece to it that you should, for you and your family, you have to become proactive and create better choices for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Jim, if we can indulge you to pause there and hold those thoughts, and then we are going to take a bottom-of-the-hour break. We're right on time here. And when we come back, I want to review some of the flu symptoms, because a lot of the symptoms, as you know as a pharmacist, they mimic other diseases or illnesses. And so how do you really know if you have a flu or not, or whether it's just a cold or allergies or rhinitis or other things? And also other tips to avoiding the flu. And important information, since you mentioned vitamin D, there's a recent study I read on some of the Dr. Oz research from this week on just how much more likely you are to be to also be susceptible to the flu if you're vitamin D deficient. Also, if you have the flu, other tips that Jim will give you as well. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has 2 super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grass molasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to the show, David Snow on your radio. Science has made rapid strides. In the old days, with old-fashioned methods, a cold would last 14 days. Now, however, with the new wonder drugs and treatment, the common cold can be completely cured in just 2 weeks. Welcome back to the Cure for the Common radio show here on the program. Jim, what do you think of that? I mean, it's
amazing statistics, you know.
Hey, by the way, speaking of statistics, did you know that 53.7% of all statistics are made up? So anyway, okay.
Well, and 80% of all studies know the outcome before they start.
Yeah, that is that's a fact. That's no kidding around. Yeah, unfortunately, the studies are often skewed to where, you know, it's favorable to the funder of the study. But let's get back to our discussion on flus and how to avoid them. Now, I was reading some information from Dr. Oz last week, and he said, or this past week, and he said that if you're deficient in, or no, if you have enough vitamin D, taking vitamin D will result in a 10% decrease or a reduced incidence of contracting the flu. However, if you're deficient in vitamin D, which most of Americans are, you will have a 50% reduction in contracting the flu by taking vitamin D. I mean, that is astounding.
Yeah, vitamin D is really important. I'll tell you the other one, vitamin E, and making sure you have enough zinc. So some of the kind of essential nutrients, you know, mm-hmm. that your body needs in order to function. Really important that you think about these things as you're going into cold and flu season.
And how much D do you take?
You say 5,000 units a day, but I'd always tell people, look, go ahead and get your vitamin D level checked and see and find out, you know, how you're doing with your vitamin D. You may need to take 10,000 to get up to the level you need.
But at least, 2,000 you would as a general recommendation?
2,000 be the minimum. I mean, even when you look at the Vitamin D Council, they say 2,000 is for children now. I mean, they're really
recommending. Even for children, really?
Vitamin D Council is really starting to move towards that 5,000 recommendation. And even if you wanted to do it 5,000 5 days a week and take 2 days off, you know, you can do it that way. But in general, most people just aren't getting enough D. And remember, it's still good to get sunlight, something you don't have to worry about. For a lot of other people, that's a big issue.
Right.
You know, so I think that's important. And then the other thing that you know, before we leave and, you know, if we talk about some, you know, immune-benefiting supplements, just remember, if people don't know how to do deep breathing, it's real simple. You can do what's called box breathing, and that is you inhale for 4 seconds, exhale, or inhale for 4 seconds, hold it 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds. So you do a box breath. You only need to do that 2 or 3 minutes a day, a couple times. So 2 or 3 minutes, 2 or 3 times a day, and that literally resets your nervous system to help get rid of the stress. Because when you let your lungs breathe deep like that, it literally tells your nervous system that it's okay to calm down.
Ah, yeah, that's a good stress reduction technique. Yeah,
and a lot of people don't have a half hour to meditate, and they don't want to go to yoga class, and they don't want to take Tai Chi.
Yeah.
So, you know, just, hey, box breathe, man. Breathe deep for a little bit. It's kind of interesting what happens when you breathe. You
and how many times, how many cycles do you do of that?
Just a couple minutes. Two, 3 minutes.
Okay.
A couple times a day.
All right, great. And what other immune boosting tips can you give us, you know, your Jim Laval food busting tips?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, I think kyolic, aged garlic extract is amazing. They've studied it in individuals. They gave it to college students during the, you know, the fall winter season, and they saw a reduction in both, you know, in severity, duration, and incidence. So taking aged garlic extract, like, you know, garlic you always think of as a bug killer, but when you age the garlic, a whole bunch of other nutrients become viable and get created through the aging process that helps support your immune system. And they've got a really good immune formula called Formula 103.
Yes.
You know, it's got mushrooms in it, an oregano extract, an olive leaf extract in it, an astragalus. These are all compounds that help your body, first of all, fight a bug off if you get one, but more importantly, get on it before the season. Start taking it now so that you can really get your body ready when it gets challenged. And that's what I really like about the, you know, Formula 103. It's something that people can take every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's not a lot of products out there that they've done human studies on that have shown, oh, yeah, big drop in severity, duration.
And incidence.
Yeah, and intensity, right? Yeah,
right.
So it's really important to understand. I mean, the 103 is a great compound. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand, oh, I'll just eat garlic. You know, eating garlic's not the same thing. While it's good, you know, garlic's great, and it does have some benefits medicinally, just in its innate state. Once you age it, it changes the physical properties of it. Just like when you make cabbage into sauerkraut, it changes the properties of that
right,
food.
Right, right, yeah.
Same thing with aging the garlic. It changes the properties of
now,
it.
Now, that, that's a good question, or it's a good segue into leading me to my next question, and that is, last night, it was one of my dishes. I didn't make it, mind you, but I was at a deli, and it was one of the items on there. It was roasted garlic broccoli. And so I purposely got several cloves of the garlic, more garlic than I got broccoli. Now, how many, let me ask you this, how many cloves of garlic, maybe the cooked garlic like I ate, would it take to be equivalent to, say, one dose of the kyolic aged garlic extract, the odorless garlic?
Yeah, you couldn't do that because roasting it is different than aging it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So when you age it, it's literally aged it. So chemicals over 20 months, almost 2 years of aging, and new chemicals form from the garlic, natural compounds that are water-soluble. You get a compound called S-allylcysteine, great sulfur-donating compound. There's polysaccharides. There's all kinds of interesting compounds that grow out of the aging process.
Mm.
So if you roast garlic, it tastes great. If you crush garlic, it tastes great. I mean, I love garlic. I'm Italian. I love garlic any way you give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for the clinical benefits that have been studied on garlic, the over 800 publications now have pointed to the value of aged garlic extract in comparison to just regular garlic.
Okay.
So you just have to realize that aging process makes it completely different. Now, the other benefit is, you don't get the stinking rose effect. You ate the 7 cloves of roasted garlic, and I have to tell you, I'm glad on the mainland today and not in the studio. just saying. And
hey, you know, I can cut you off at any time, you know.
well, I'm probably on mute right now, so what the heck? I may as well let it fly. So the point is, when you age it, you lose the volatile compounds that make up that kind of scent that a lot of people get when they take garlic. And you also don't have to worry about blood thinning properties.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a big one. And the other thing is, you get all the, in addition to the immune benefits. Now, it's interesting. They did a study where they gave aged garlic to people in that student study.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it changes what's called the gamma delta cells. When you take it, it increases the immune cells responsible for helping you respond to colds and flus.
Oh, wow.
So your gut is where your immune system's at. So in the intestine, it upregulates what's called gamma delta T cells. And so basically your immune cells start to grow that they start to get more active, the ones that are responsible for colds and flus. So it's really pretty interesting. And there's some other interesting effects, I think, that are going to become more known. There's some preliminary evidence that it changes the microbiome. It makes it more diverse. And,
right,
of course,
right,
probiotics help your belly and help you fight the flu, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
so making sure that you're doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Formula 103, the one that's specific for cold and flu from Kyolic or the aged garlic, obviously the aged garlic company, great product. I mean,
yeah, because it has other things
extract,
like vitamin C, mushrooms,
yeah,
and so on, yeah. Oregano.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and then since you mentioned the odor of garlic, here's something that says, as you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. An onion or a clove of garlic a day should take care of everyone else. Now, the exception to that is Kyolic, because although, as you said, it has all the healing power of garlic and then some, it does not have the odor of garlic, so people don't have to worry. Because a lot of people have taken garlic supplements before, or even a garlic and parsley, which is a joke because the parsley doesn't really neutralize the odor of the garlic at all. I used to take that myself. And I've taken Kyolic for ever since the 70s, and it definitely does. I mean, I've had girlfriends and no comments or problems in that arena as far as the body odor or coming out your sweat or pores or anything. And so it really is. And here's before the next break or the last break of the hour, Jim, I want to share with you and the listeners. You may have seen this. This was in the recent Life Extension magazine, and it says how aged garlic extract can extract can slash heart disease risk. And they say since the 1950s, scientists have been researching garlic with particular focus on heart health. And this article, the summation of the studies, I mean, anti-inflammatory effects, broad cardioprotective effects, reduced cholesterol levels, lower blood pressure. And I know that you can speak to this in more detail. Endothelial function and vascular elasticity, all important factors for cardiovascular health, which is the biggest killer in America. So, speak to this,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, no, I mean, what's nice about it is you get the immune benefits. So, you know, cold and flu season is protected, but it reduces plaquing of your arteries. It literally reverses it. So vulnerable plaque is reversed. Your arteries get more flexible and pliable, so it shows up to an 11-point in studies, human studies, mind you. I don't have a lot of mice coming in with me with blood pressure problems. But it's the tiniest cuff. I just can't get around with their paw. It's crazy. So in humans, it will, on average, will drop systolic blood pressure 11 points, diastolic blood pressure 6 points. That's huge. And that's even people that have what's called resistant hypertension, people that are already on medications. So you make the blood vessel healthier, you stop the plaquing, you reduce something called oxidized LDL, so it's rusted LDL. That's the stuff that plaques your arteries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it has this broad effect, improving HDLs, reducing really nasty chemical called apolipoprotein B that really is a big contributor to heart disease. And then one of the big things is it reverses laying down of fat. So visceral fat around the heart goes away. Fatty liver, visceral fat for the liver goes away.
Are you serious? That's going to be the biggest disease in the coming decades because of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, because everybody has a fatty liver these days, you know, with obesity
More people will need a liver transplant due to non-alcoholic fatty liver than due to hepatitis
C
in the next
correct.
Decade.
That's correct. Spot on. Yeah, no, that's the accurate statistics, yeah. I mean, this is huge. And so this really should be one of the core supplements that people should take if they want higher level of health.
I think it's one of the most important. Yeah. I really do. I think it's one of the most important. And the last thing it does, it blocks bone mineral density loss. So when you lose bone, there's a direct correlation of loss of bone to coronary calcification. So so if you have an acidic pH, I'm eating a diet, I got no vegetables, I'm eating lots of grains, and I'm eating, you know, lots of acidic foods, you know, meat, grains, no vegetables, well, guess what? You're going to become acidic, and when you become acidic, your bone melts down to help you maintain the pH balance.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, the calcium gets released, it goes to your arteries.
Mm. Wow. Interesting. And so, that's where vitamin K comes in, right? It helps prevent that from occurring.
But aged garlic does that.
Okay. And then shifting gears to another product that Wakanaga of America has, the Kyo Green blends, the powdered. You were saying that if you don't eat enough greens, you should drink enough greens in the form of a supplement. And I know very few people that really eat enough greens, even though they might get enough protein and vitamins and minerals and other things. But as you mentioned, the importance of greens in maintaining alkaline pH and detoxification processes and so on. Tell us about the Kyo Green products.
What I really like about Kyo Greens, and I would use the Harvest Blend if you're talking about cold and flu season. They have three different blends. They have an Energy Blend, a Harvest Blend, Super Nutrients. You know, they've got three different blends, but I would pick the Harvest Blend because it has some nutrients that really support your immune system. And in addition to that, they use, so first of all, non-GMO, vegan-friendly, organic ingredients wherever appropriate. So very clean. They've been making greens for 40 years.
Long before all the green products that you see in the stores. Yeah, right, exactly.
Before it was cool. So, and then the other thing is that there's no added sugars in it, so that's pretty important. And then, you know, a lot of people don't realize when you eat grains, it's typically acidic. When you sprout grains, they become alkaline.
Right, mm-hmm.
So this has sprouted grains in it.
Okay.
So it's kind of neat in terms of the, you know, the added grain that's in there is sprouted. They've, you know, there's wheatgrass, there's chlorella, there's astragalus, there's olive leaf.
Spirulina.
All of these things are important.
Yeah.
Spirulina's in it. Yeah, exactly. And then it's got elderberry extract in it too, which is really good during
yeah.
flu season.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd encourage people, look, get, you know, just get some Harvest Blend and put it in your morning smoothie. If you're not a morning smoothie guy, the next thing I would suggest,
or gal,
is put it in water and just drink it midday instead of one of your cups of coffee. Even though if I'm in Hawaii, one of my favorite things to do is get Kona Americanos. I got to admit it. I like it. And I don't put my greens in that. I want to drink my greens separate. You know, so
okay.
You put some greens in some water. It's really excellent for generating energy and helping you to balance your pH. I'm telling you, one of the most important things you can do for your listeners out there, they got to work at getting that pH correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, just yesterday I mixed the energy blend, the Kyo Green, the green powdered mix that you're talking about, the greens. I mixed it just in, I didn't even have cold water. I mixed it in warm water. It was the packet. And it was palatable. It wasn't, it wouldn't win any taste contest, but it wasn't bad. I just put in a few ounces of water and drank it right down. And it was.
They have recipes. I've made their pesto and I made their chocolate pudding, which is cacao, avocado.
Oh, that sounds
and
good.
And then the greens, and they taste amazing.
Mm.
I'm telling you, you can get those from the website, and they have a pesto recipe, and they've got a chocolate pudding recipe that's, you know, really no added sugar. I mean, it's
I'm there.
And it is really quite good.
All right.
So you can get those greens in a million different ways, but what you have to do, you got to go get some first and put them on your counter so you use them.
That's right. Yeah, it doesn't do any good in the back of the cupboard, that's for sure. Jim, can you stay with us one more segment till the top of the hour?
Of course.
All right. We are talking today with pharmacist Jim Laval, author of many books, including Your Blood Never Lies. We'll tell you how to get his publications as well as a website. And we'll have more information on things like probiotics and vitamin C to help fight the winter cold and flu bugs and other lifestyle changes that you can make to improve your chances or reduce your chances of contracting any kind of virus, be it cold, flu, or anything, any other bad bugs. And we'll also talk about good bugs like probiotics when we return. But stay tuned now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
Researchers at the University of Georgia have gotten a $2.6 million grant from the National Institutes of Health to study TB in Africa. Finding how and where tuberculosis is transmitted is vital to controlling it. Scientists realized everyone there is carrying a cell phone, so they're using cell phone data to track movements and find TB hotspots. New research shows the world's most used weed killer damages the beneficial bacteria in the guts of honeybees and makes them prone to deadly infections. Glyphosate, manufactured by Monsanto, targets an enzyme only found in plants and bacteria. This study was done at the University of Texas at Austin. The findings show glyphosate may be contributing to the global decline in bees. A new study says just 10 minutes of light physical activity is enough to boost brain connectivity and help the brain distinguish between similar memories. Scientists at the University of California found connectivity between parts of the brain responsible for memory formation and storage increased after a brief interval of light exercise. Only 10 minutes of walking, yoga, or Tai Chi. I'm Dick Allgaier. I want to clear my throat. Can you hear that? Something's in my throat. Anyway, I got through it. Thanks for joining us.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. A reminder, join us tonight for a rebroadcast of the morning show at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. And then, of course, 168 hours from right now, join us next Saturday at the same time for another edition of Dr. Health. But continuing our conversation with pharmacist Jim LaValle. Jim, I have a question for you. You know, here's something about, since you wrote the book, Your Blood Never Lies. Here's a red blood cell. He walked into a busy restaurant, and the hostess asked, would you like to sit at the bar? And the red blood cells answered, no, thanks. I'll just circulate. Okay. I had to save that one for you since you study blood a lot. So anyway, let's talk about having healthy alkaline blood and the importance of greens. We talked about greens at the before the break, before Dick Allgaier's health report. And we also want to encourage people to eat more leafy green vegetables and more vegetables in their diet in general, not just taking a supplement, but supplements are just that. There's supplements in addition to a healthy diet. They don't substitute for, you know, you can't eat pizza and donuts and expect miracles to happen. But if you eat, you know, if you go off the wagon, the supplements can pitch hit for a serving of vegetables. Actually, does one serving of the Kyo greens equal one serving of vegetables, or how does that equate?
Oh, you get a good couple servings out of that.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's good.
Yeah, it's better than one. Yeah, okay. You're good there.
All right, good.
And you got to remember, the other thing you're getting a concentration of all the nutrients. So when you put all those nutrients into a powderized form, you're getting a concentration of all the vitamins, minerals, cofactors, phytonutrients. You'd have to eat a lot of that combination of foods to get that equivalent amount. So you get that density, nutrient-dense, you know, powder when you use that. So I think it's, people should realize that as well. So I really like it. I mean, I honestly, I use green drinks twice a day, every day. I mix them in with my chia seeds and drink it as a quick, refreshing way to make sure I'm getting enough fiber and make sure I'm getting enough greens.
Great. And now let's talk about good bugs versus bad bugs. The bad bugs, of course, being things like the bacteria and viruses that cause colds and flu and other illnesses. But we can fight bad bugs with good bugs, and that's namely probiotics. Tell us about the Chiodophilus.
Well, I think one of the key things, I mean, Chiodophilus has been proven once again. You know, it's a human strain combination, so it's from humans. It's been in the market for 70 years.
Wow.
At least. Oh, yeah, people didn't realize. You know, the Chiodophilus strains from Wakanaga have been around for nearly a century. And so these human strain bacteria have been studied repeatedly, and they even did a study with Chiodophilus and showed that when people took that preventatively in elderly population, that there was a reduced instance of severity, duration, on an incidence on colds and flu. And it makes sense, because if you can get the good bugs back in your gut, improve the diversity, 70% of your immune system is being generated from your gut.
That's
You need those gamma delta cells. You need those immune cells.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to, and you have to realize there's a lot of people walking around if they're overweight. If you're overweight, your immune system is already acting like you have a low-grade infection. Every day, 24 hours a day, days a week, which means your immune system is being challenged every day. So that's why, you know, taking simple steps, taking some aged garlic, getting on probiotics like Chiodophilus, drinking green drinks, you got to prevent. Prevention is the way to go. You know, I mean, it's the old saying, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, even though it's a pretty old saying from Ben Franklin, it's pretty accurate, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think other things like vitamin C, I mean, people got to remember, if you're fighting off a cold, your immune system, your white blood cells will use up 6 times the normal amount of vitamin C.
Oh, that's interesting. 6 times. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why you want to take vitamin C, when you get a cold or a flu, because your body needs it in order to fight it off. It's not the cure for a common cold or flu.
Right.
Like you hear the cure for the common cold. It's not the cure. It helps your body to fight it off.
Yeah. I remember years ago, back in the early 90s, one of the first years I had the Dr. Health Radio show, I had the good fortune of interviewing Dr. Linus Pauling, who was the Nobel Prize winner on vitamin C.
Yes.
And boy, such a wealth of information from him. Well, one thing, you know, that is interesting too is that bioflavonoids enhance the efficacy, or you know, they basically extend the power of vitamin C. I remember, I think it was Dr. Richard Passwater that mentioned that taking vitamin C with bioflavonoids is 800 milligrams with bioflavonoids is equivalent to 1,000 milligrams without the bioflavonoids. So it extends it at least 20%.
Sure. Bioflavonoids are awesome.
Yeah. And then you
great
get that
get
at the on the outside of the citrus fruit, you know, the white part of the pulpy part of the orange, for instance. Oh, and yep. one last herb, Andrographis. I know you're big on that. Particular
love Andrographis. Andrographis helps get over. I mean, talk about shortening the duration of upper respiratory infections. It's been studied in human trials. It's fantastic. Better for when you get a bug versus preventing.
Right. Okay, now we are out of time. Give us a website for Kyolic. Is it kyolic.com?
Kyolic.com.
Okay, KYOLIC. Thank you so much, Jim
LaValle.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Mahalo. Thanks so much for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same station. Until next week, remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.